Welcome to the Leading Lane Podcast for real estate pros by real estate pros with your hosts, Ashley Frederick and Stephen Birch. If you're looking for an honest, authentic, and raw perspective, you found it.
Cool. Thanks for joining us today. I'm excited about this one. It's the, I call it the new and shiny, right? My opinion is a lot of agents and a lot of people in general, just doesn't have to be in real estate. They are constantly looking for the new and shiny thing, for the easy button that they just have to be able to push. And that's going to correct all of every, you know, issue that is going on in their life and their business or whatever else. But I definitely think in real estate, because we're independent contractors, there's a lot of different brokerages that are popping up. Things are changing in the industry. Different franchises are coming through. And I think that's all fantastic. But at some point, you're going to have to realize that you first need to find your value and your purpose and what you are looking for yourself versus chasing constantly that new shiny thing. Because there's always going to be a new shiny thing that is out there. Always. So, Ashley, in your opinion, do you think that agents jump, you know, quite often just looking for something? And like, tell me your opinion of this, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I think that there's like kind of really two big avenues. So one, I think, is the brokerage part of it, right? Nice. Anybody like a new company that's similar to what they're doing. And I think what people have to remember is that if someone's trying to recruit you or if someone, you know, is new, like, they're just going to highlight the shiny things, mm-hmm. right? But if you're not willing to like really delve into like, let's get down to the nitty gritty, like what are we comparing apples to apples? Like we should be comparing apples to oranges. We should mm-hmm. be comparing apples to apples. I think when you do that, then it's maybe like, maybe it wasn't as shiny as I thought.
Right.
But it is a caution. I mean, there's so many new things and so many brokerages. And I think people are just like, yep, it sounds great. I'm going to make that change. Mm-hmm. I think there was a post this morning and it was talking about that. And I think someone left their brokerage. And I think, you know, same thing, like people have to, one, like understand what you have to offer, which a lot of times I don't think that maybe we as owners or brokers do good enough of a job explaining what we have to offer. And where that comes into play is that we do have a ton of, you know, programs to offer, but I think that a lot of people, like you said, are just looking for that easy button. So mm-hmm. like, we might have all the systems already here for you, but maybe you're just not willing to put that extra 30 minutes in a day to figure that out.
Right.
And so that's where I think like all these crazy apps come into play, or all these, you know, back end fixes. And my guess is that people download all these apps, they pay for all these subscriptions, they pay for someone else to do all these things for them. And my guess is they're still not getting done because that's not the ultimate problem. Like the ultimate problem is, I mean, you're probably not seeing it through.
Right.
I always like to say, right, it's the, people always think that the grass is greener on the other side. Sometimes it is. Don't get me wrong. But it also goes back to the grass is green where you water it. Mm-hmm. So if you're actually taking care of your things, like whatever that next shiny object is, you should be able to like get look at it. And it's not to say that there isn't a shiny object that comes along, you know, or a new program that like that actually looks like it could work.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do your homework. Like you have to really delve into it mm-hmm. to make sure it is the true shiny object that you're not seeing or that you are seeing.
Right. I saw a post, and maybe it's the same one, I think it was this morning, about a broker. They had two agents leave their office. And, you know, I can't lie. Like as a broker owner, when you have an agent that leaves your office and you weren't expecting it, it's like, it takes a toll on you. Like it's emotional. You invest a lot of time, money, energy, and effort. And you're absolutely correct. Actually, like I know for at least for myself that I don't articulate well enough of really how good the agents have it, because I try to just make it as easy as possible. And so they don't know what is on the back end that we're truly, truly doing for them. And, you know, for that broker that had those agents that left, as she was explaining a little bit more, it was talking about how one didn't want to listen to rules, right? And then the other one was that didn't want to pay the fees, but the fees matched the company that they went to. At the end of the day, that's maybe the reason why they're telling you, but the reason why they're jumping is because they're not happy with themselves. And to me, I was going to respond on there. I have not yet, but I will. That, you know, that's not a reflection of you as a broker. That's a reflection of them. And they don't sound like good quality people that you want for your company anyway. If somebody doesn't want to follow the rules and they're your rules and you own the company, and what means that they're not going to start following the laws next? Like, that's going to be a legal issue. And if they don't want to pay your fees and they were going to jump somewhere else, well, you don't want to put skin in the game, but you want me to go ahead and put the skin in the game and, you know, cover all the rest of this too. So it does suck. And maybe that is the new shiny thing for them, and it will work out fantastic for them. But I think it's really funny. Like, I call them hoppers. They're agent hoppers. Like, you go from one brokerage to the next brokerage, to the next brokerage, to then the next brokerage. Like, it's like, oh, where are you at today? And, you know, like, I understand moving on and leveling up. Like, I get that. But just to be hopping around just because, like, I don't feel like you're building your own brand. And at that point, if you're not happy with a brand, then why don't build your own brand? Be an independent. If you're already an independent agent, be an independent broker. But I think a lot of times, I bet you probably 9 out of 10 times, the agents truly don't want the liability and they don't want the headache and everything truly goes in with it. But they want all of the perks that they think that truly should come with it. That entitlement that I keep on going back to. That's a big word for me lately. So, but yeah, I mean, you know, obviously we went from one franchise, then went to an independent company, and then we went to, you know, another franchise. But each time when we make a shift in pivot in business, like, I have spreadsheets upon spreadsheets and I'm doing numbers and I'm really analyzing what is it at the end of the day. And if it doesn't make the financial sense, or I'm not gaining anything, or things aren't being taken off of my plate, like, I'm not going to go. That's why we passed up on so many other franchises, because they did not fit what we were looking for. They may have the shiny thing, but I was looking for the quality, the heart of the company, and the, you know, the forward thinking of the company versus just the complacency. So yeah, you do move on. You do level up. No question about it. But I'm talking about the people that are looking to easy button real freaking quick. And the implementation and follow through is never there. Like,
I think that you're right. As you know, as far as, entitlement, for sure. I think that, you know, a big word that I use often is expectations. You know, and I think that there's an avenue where expectations of what real estate looks like, because there's all these, you know, reality shows, and you just have to show 3 houses and then they buy. So, you know, I'd have to imagine that our interview process, it's not like scary, but I mean, I really try to be like upfront with people. Like, you could go 6 months to a year without a paycheck, and that is a huge ordeal. But I also know that, you know, like, they might have interviewed someone somewhere else, and that broker told them, like, oh, you can make $80,000, no big deal, like that. And then they have 2 transactions. Like, how do you think that agent feels? Like, that's horrible. So I think that's, you know, the next shiny thing is, again, like, when you're thinking about these changes, like, are you actually having the right conversations? Are you talking to the right people?
Are you asking the correct questions?
Right. You know, and are you, like, comparing apples to apples? Like, why would one broker tell me, like, it could be a year? And why would another one tell me, like, I'll make 80 in a year? Like, why? What is that? Or have you talked to other agents at that company, or, you know, whatnot? I think I commented on that post too, that, I think it's important too, like, within your office, to have those open discussions, right? So if there is a shiny object somewhere, like, I'd like to know about it. Tell me about it. Like, maybe we can do something different. Or, you know, maybe you brought it to me and then I looked into it and I say, like, okay, but did you also realize that it can't do XYZ that we're currently doing? Do you want to take XYZ away for ABC? And then they're like, no. You know, so again, I think that's what I encourage, is, like, I'm always open for that discussion, but It can't just be like the simple click of a button.
No, there's nothing that is out there. I mean, I kind of look at it like, you know, you look at in the weight loss world, you know, look how many freaking ads you've seen. Like, you take this pill once a day, in 30 days, you're going to shed 50 pounds. Like, that's not going to work. Like, that does not happen. And so if it's too good to be true, typically it is too good to be true. It's not true, right? Like, so, you know, in those situations, I love when my agents tell me that somebody's recruiting them, because to me, that means that I'm doing my job well. And I take that as a compliment. I used to take that as a competition and like scarcity, like, oh my God, don't go anywhere and don't leave. Actually, I had a agent, or, you know, I just learned that, somebody told me that one of my agents, a couple of my agents, were talking about opening up their own company. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, I don't feel that that's going to truly happen. Like, I know that I felt confident enough in what I was providing as support and, you know, everything that we do for our agents. And the old me would have been like, oh shit, like, what's going to happen? I can't let that happen. Like, and I would have been, you know, under the rug, like, I you know, scared of what could come with that. But when I got to the office, I was like, hey, let's have a little chitty chat. This is what I was told. And both the agents like laughed like their asses off and, you know, were laughing hysterically. They're like, that gives me anxiety just thinking about it. Like, we don't want to go anywhere. And I said, you know, like, I felt confident enough that, and that you're happy here, you know, so I didn't take it offense whatsoever. And then a couple of days later, one of the agents, she goes, you know, I was thinking about that. Whoever told you that was not trying to get under her skin. They're trying to get under my skin, get a rise out of me to see what I would do just to put me in a whirlwind. Like, you know, at the end of the day, like, if they do leave, they leave. They make those choices. And, you know, like, I will support them. It will suck, you know, like, because I do feel that we have become great friends and I think we have a great relationship. But no, they know that that's not the easy button. Yeah, they can go and make more money. There's no question about it, opening up your own company. But it's not just the big number that, you know, is at the top, the 100% or whatever that is promised out in the world. Like, we're not talking, you know, if you talk net, like, let's compare. When you say apples to apples, we should be talking net to net. What is really going to happen in here? If we talk gross to gross and then our net to net, like, we're not all matching, like, and we're all over the place, like, something's up. Like, you need to be able to see that the true picture of what is going to happen in between that top number and everything in between to the bottom number that you're going to take home and put food on the table for your family. So no, there's no easy button that is out there. There's no easy fix. It takes a long time to be able to implement something and actually see things go forward. So yeah, it drives me crazy.
Well, I think, you know, there's with weight loss, with like all kinds of things, there is this, like misnomer of like overnight success, right? And it's not reality. I mean, you'll have your one-off of some, like, somebody that can jump into something and it's great, but the greater scale is what people don't understand, which we always talk about, is the years of work and effort and late nights and sweat, blood, tears, all those types of things. But, you know, we don't necessarily talk about those things. So all people see are like right out and about, like, oh, like nice car. You get to go on that trip, right? Like, kind of talks back to the must be nice part. But what people don't really understand was the 12 years of work beforehand that took you to get there. So again, that shiny object might appear like it's going to happen overnight, but unless you realize it took like 12 years to be able to establish something like that, it's not quite the same. So, I mean, if you had a lesson or like your strongest piece of advice for someone that, you know, is enthralled with like a new shiny object, what is your advice to them?
You know, I think that you and I both saw Marky, help me with her last name.
Lemon. She's amazing.
Absolutely freaking phenomenal, right? Like, she is a ball of energy, freaking amazing, absolutely beautiful, like just a powerhouse, right? And she is actively selling, still doing real estate. She's on stage, on national stages, and she's giving these tricks out. Like, the one that we were a part of was about AI. And in her talk to us was, you know, people ask her, why is she sharing these tips, And she said, I know confidently that only 1% of you out of this entire room, only 1% of you are actually going to go back and implement something and carry it through. So the other 99%, like I'm here, I'm entertaining, like, right? Like that is my one, like my thing. Like if you cannot truly implement first, like we should not be looking at all of the other shiny things. And, you know, sometimes the implementation and who you're pairing yourself with is the issue. And if that's truly the issue and it's not a you thing, then explore those options. But the implementation, I think, is where people fall short time after time after time. And then they get bored with it and they'll fall off. And then now here comes the next thing. Focus on you. Focus on what you have right in front of you. You are your own superhero. And so you have the power to do whatever it is that you want to be able to do. And you don't need something else, the bigger and better thing, to be able to jump to try to get that success. Find the success for you first. Then those other types of decisions will come and it'll be more of an educated decision versus just out of impulse.
What I think with that too is, I know we tried to have a podcast about a thought analysis, which we'll have to come back to. But right, like maybe if implementation isn't your thing, then maybe find someone that it is, mm-hmm. right? So instead of just trying to find the next shiny thing, like maybe take a deeper look at yourself and mm-hmm. I'm not good at this. Like maybe I should hire an admin that updates my database, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, if that's not how you like to spend your time, like instead of keep on trying to buy all these apps and all these programs, spend that money to find someone that'll input, you know, all of that data for you. And mm-hmm. one of, you know, my best examples, which you're aware of, is, you know, our bookkeeping. I mean, we own 5 businesses, and me trying to keep up with our bookkeeping or literally knowing what I'm doing, you know, been doing it for years, but I mean, it looks good. I mean, sure. But you know, Ben and I would spend hours and hours and weekends. And then it was like the dreaded, oh, I got to like, you know, work on our statements and our taxes this week. And, you know, you introduced me to someone last year and, you know, she's taken over like all of our bookkeeping here at the office and at home. And I mean, like, fantastic. Cause she found some like missed up, like, you know, like, oh, like you didn't catch that check. Like, fantastic. Good to know. Right. But like, everything's done. Like I don't have to worry about it. We're not spending weekends, you know, instead we're doing things we want to be doing. And to me, it was more important that I spend that little bit of money to hand off something that I hate doing, and let someone else that is good at it do it. And to me, that was worth, you know, the little bit of extra money to give that time and energy back to ourselves.
Right. Do you know Ben actually texted me?
No.
About that? Yeah. It was on Tuesday at 6:45. And he said, I just want to say thank you, Ashley. And I have been working with said person and figured out things with all of the companies. And she is such a lifesaver. It should make a huge difference and simplify a lot. Thanks again. And then he said, of course, you know, can't wait to hang out with you guys on this epic vacation. But like, yeah, you're correct, is that you figured out what your... not necessarily what you don't know, but like where you're lacking and where your passion is, like your passion isn't there. Like my passion is not bookkeeping. I like to spend the money. I don't like to track the money. Right. But you know, like you can outsource those different things and then that fills the void that you're looking for versus just saying, oh, well, let me jump out to, you know, I'm currently using QuickBooks, but let me jump out to this next one, or let me jump over to this one or this back stuff. Like, the apps, like they all probably serve the purpose and will help you, but at the end of the day, the mirror is yourself that you're looking at. And so it's not finding a new product, it's finding somebody else to actually do it for you. That's a great example, to be able to outsource and delegate, versus just going after that new and shiny. And even that, like, that's difficult. Let's be real. Like, I find challenges and, you know, the questions and, but we do have to give a little bit of grace that we have very complex businesses and we have a lot of money coming in and a lot of money going out. We know it in our brain and we can say, you know, exactly what it is left and right, like easy. But for somebody, they're probably like, I'm sure she's like, WTF, mm-hmm. what did Steven, like Stephen, first off, like, what are you doing with your business? And then you throw me over to Ashley. Like, are all of these people like this? Like, yes, we all are. But that's because we're good at other things and we don't want to do those. But yeah, the easy button is not there. And she's the new shiny thing for me sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes she needs polish too, but that's okay. We'll get her there.
All right. Like, some of those shiny things like can work if you use them to your advantage. Let's that's just it. Remember that you're going to like have a shiny thing, like make sure you're using it to your advantage instead of just, you know, paying for something and having it set on yourself with the four other things you paid for. Right. You didn't do it.
Well, look at the leans, right? Like, I don't know how many calls you get, but I know my phone, and I don't even sell anymore. My phone goes off probably 3 to 5 times a day talking about this new leads or one of the .coms wanting to be able to sell me a subscription, you know, a zip code just came available, whatever it's going to be. But if you're getting these leads, yeah, that's great. But you don't have the conversion, you don't have the follow-up, you don't have the nurturing. Like, those need to be fixed first before mm-hmm. you start looking for that new shiny. If you correct those, you know, the follow-up, the nurturing, all of the conversion aspect of things, and then you want to go more, that's a different story. Right. It's understanding the shift of, is it really the best solution for me? Or do I need to sharpen, I call it sharpen your pencil, right? Mm-hmm. Sharpen your pencil as in, like, if you only write with a pencil and it gets dull, you have to then sharpen it. That's your education. Those are, you know, sharpening yourself to make sure that you're able to take on whatever that new task that you're going to write out is going to be. So look at yourself, look, sharpen your own tool, and make sure that you can serve yourself best, because at the end of the day, if you're not getting the return of investment off of those leads that are coming in, like, you're throwing money out the window. It would have been better served keeping that money in your pocket and, you know, going longer without leads than it is just to pull in leads and, oh, cool, now we don't want to do the nurturing. Like, I don't get it. Whatever. People, that drives me nuts for sure. So,
yeah. I think this is a great topic. Did you have something else to add?
No, I was looking at the clock and it's 11:11. And yeah. I've been seeing numbers like line up like that multiple times for the last like couple weeks. And it's dry, like, it's weird.
It's 11:12 now, so you're fine.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think it's a good thing. Like, my masseuse is talking about, like, was saying that, like, my spirits and all, you know, all this energy. Mm-hmm. And so it's just crazy. So. Ian, that was on a rant. That's where my brain is at. You're welcome for that little tidbit. I have nothing else to contribute to the topic, though.
Well, thank you. This is a great topic. I think, you know, lots of things for people to think about when those do come up. But we appreciate you spending some time with us today, and we'll see you next time.
If you've enjoyed today's episode, please like, subscribe, and share with others. Stay connected for more genuine insights and strategies to boost your real estate career on Facebook, or check out our website. We'll see you next time.